Good morning. I'd like to call the September 2008 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission to order. I'd like to ask Mr. Holland to give the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Mr. Bob Graham. Please rise.
Eternal God, we thank you for our bountiful natural resources. We ask your presence with us here in our daily lives, that the things that we do and say may be for the benefit of our fellow man. Make us ever mindful of the needs of others. In thy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please take the flag and repeat after me. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the Marine Resources Commission. I know that you have subjects that are near and dear to your heart, things that are on your mind, and every person that's here today will be afforded an opportunity to speak on those subjects. As usual, we have an aggressive agenda. It is to the point today that, with the way the scheduling is, the chair may have to limit the amount of time that is afforded to those individuals that are speaking before the commission. It will be very helpful if you're a supporter or an opponent, if the person in front of you has said something that you concur with or disagree upon, simply state that, because this commission is very impressed with brevity and directness. Before we get on with the formal part of the agenda, a couple of announcements to make. First, I'd like to announce that Governor Tim Kaine has reappointed Kyle Schick to the commission for another 4 years. We're happy to have Kyle here as a colleague with us and congratulate him on his appointment. The next of the announcements I have is you've seen Mr. Wayne McCleskey up here for 8 years. He was the recreational fishing person designated by the code on the commission. Wayne has served his maximum 2 terms, and Governor Tim Kaine has recently appointed Mr. Bill Lane from Smithfield to replace Wayne. Bill is a longtime recreational angler, been recreationally fishing for over 50 years. He retired as a clerk of the Circuit Court of the County of Isle of Wight after serving 34 years of service. Resides in Smithfield with his wife, children, and grandchildren. We're pleased and honored to have Bill as a member of the commission. Bill, congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, you have the agenda before you. From staff, are there any additions, corrections, or deletions? Mr. Grab? That'll be fine. Mr. Travelstead, any corrections or deletions?
We have one brief item which I believe you were going to bring up under public comment about ComEd issue. Request for an exemption to the requirement that you set the net.
That's correct. You can handle that as far as the briefing is concerned. We'll hear that. That would be fine under public comments. Any corrections or deletions from the members of the commission? If not, the chair will entertain a motion.
Move to approve the agenda as presented, Mr. Chairman.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins to approve the agenda as presented. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion? All in favor of approval of the agenda signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda are the minutes from the previous meeting. You've had an opportunity to review the minutes. Are there any additions, corrections, or deletions to the minutes?
Move the approval of the minutes, Mr. Chairman.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Any abstentions?
Yes, sir. I was absent at the meeting, so I'm abstaining.
Mr. Fox abstains. And Mr. Lane, you abstain on approval of the minutes?
I abstain.
Two abstentions, Kathy. Thank you very much. At this time, I'd like to swear in staff members and members of the Virginia Institute of Marine Science, which may be testifying today. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you'll be providing today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you.